Okay, let's start Sefer Nehemiah. Nehemiah Perek Aleph. As we know, this is a continuation, a hemshech of the previous Sefer that we discussed, and that is Ezra. Nehemiah is really, we could call him a, Hashem is the Boni Yerushalayim, obviously, but he is also a Lahavdil, could be called the Boni Yerushalayim. He comes back from Shushan, as we'll learn, and he builds up the Bnei Yisrael along with Ezra in Ruchnias, but especially in Gashmias. The whole city is falling apart. The walls are falling apart. The Beis HaMikdash is in disarray somewhat. And he comes and is a great leader and brings Am Yisrael back together. It's a mystery what exactly happened to Ezra. We'll have to talk about that. But this is a couple of years after the previous Sefer, the previous Perek, when Ezra came and got everybody to stop intermarrying. So this follows on the heels. Machlok is exactly how long. It could be 14 years after the binyan, after the finishing of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which means about 13 years after Ezra HaSofer came up. Again, as we pointed out, according to Chazal, this is really one sefer. If you look in the Gilyon HaShas, Reb Kiva Eger, in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, he quotes all the different places where Rashi and Chazal quote a pasuk in Nehemiah, and really it's called Ezra. It's really one book. Pasuk Zehu ben Nehemiah. He was based on a pasuk that's quoted there in Sukkah. V'chein b'Rashi b'Chumash Dvarim Lamed Beis v'Dugmasa Matzino be'Ezra v'Titin Lahem v'U b'Nehem Yates v'chein b'Beitza Daf Tezvav Amasi Rashi v'Chulu. This is all based on Chazal, Sanhedrin, Tzadi Gimel. Because what does it say in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Gimel? The Gemara there says that Nehemiah wrote the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, and Rashi explains that Rov Dvarim, Sheba Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, Amram. Right, Rov Dvarim. That's the explaining the line of the Gemara. But the Gemara towards the bottom asks if that is true, if Nehemiah wrote most of the words, so why is it if it is, it was really Nehemiah. So we already mentioned this in the Hakdama to Ezra. Kol mili de Ezra, Nehemiah bechaglia amrinu. Right, all the mili. Rashi says most. V'nehemen chaklaya maitamalo ikri sifra al shmei. Why isn't it called on his name? Amr b'yirmi avar abba, v'pnei shehechzik tova la'atzmo. Because he was machzik tovi. He took some credit for himself. We'll have to talk about that. Shenamer zachor li elokai l'tova. David also. David nami meimer. The Gemara goes into it. But some type of idea that Nehemiah took the credit for himself, and that's why it is in Chazal is called Ezra. But isn't it interesting? The Mishmar Zozov points out that for the past thousands of years, we have it as two separate svarim. So even if you want to say that, okay, in Chazal it was called Ezra, but we have it now as two svarim, Ezra and Nehemiah. So the Chidah talks about this in his Sefer Marisayin, there on the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, and he says, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. D'yadua shakol me'ashamayim b'diktok gamor, v'prat b'inyani kedusha ka'ela. So why is it? Why in those days it was one, and now it has been zocha to have two books. D'kvar zocha Ezra v'nikra al-shmo b'inom min ha-ro. So why is it? So it could be that Nehemiah might have taken credit, but after all the beginning time and the somewhat busha that might have felt, now it's time to give it back. Similar to what Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, remember the story in the fourth parak of Brachas, Rabbi Gamliel was removed, but after he did Shuva, so then he was put back as the Nasi, and they were both the Nasiim, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. And there's a Kabbalistic idea that the Chidah quotes that Rabbi Gamliel was a Gilgal of Nehemiah, Bechulu, and they were both, okay, not getting into that now. But says the Chidah, V'divrei Ashas Niret, D'haya Ro'i, D'kala Sefer, Bein Chilak Shayom Nikra Ezra, Bein Chilak Nehemiah, Hakola Yeroi Sheikra Sefer Nehemiah. It should have been called Nehemiah, and he was punished for as we saw. Sha'af Shenit Kana Diktok, Shayom Nehemiah, Ina B'din Sheikra Atah, Hakol Sefer Nehemiah. D'kfar, but now, okay, so now, so to speak, he had Shuvah done, but Ezra already was Zocha to a spot. So you can't remove Ezra, so Menashamayim Asu, Shia Sefer Shnei Chalakim. This is what the Mishmar Zozov also quotes this Chidah, and that is why we are Zocha to have Ezra and Nehemiah as our next Limud. So again, let's start it off. This parak is going to talk about Nehemiah recognizing, hearing about the terrible state that the Jews were in Eretz Yisrael. He's in Shushan. He davens, Hashem, please help me out. He does vidui of all the sins, and he says, I'm going to go to speak to the king to ask permission to go to Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. And the parak ends off by noting that Nehemiah is the cupbearer of the king of Daryavish. So, Divrei Nehemiah ben Chakalia. These are the words of Nehemiah ben Chakalia. According to the Chazal, one opinion, Sanhedrin, Daflam, and Ches, Nehemiah is Rubavel. And if he was Rubava, we already know Rubava went up in the first Aliyah, right? When Koresh first gave the ability and the Rishus to build. So if we say that Nehemiah is same person as Rubava, it must be that he went back after the permission was taken away. So he went back to Bava, maybe to strengthen the community there, and then he came back again. But according to many Mefarshim, the Rambam, the Abarbanel, the Bartanura, these are two different people. Right, just like it appears in a number of psukim where they're both mentioned. But the Rambam says this, if you remember, in the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, where he talks about the whole Shalshelas HaMesorah. Ezra was the leader. Ezra was the leader of the Bezim. We spoke about the godless of Ezra in the Hakdama. The Ezra Beis Dino Kiblo mi Baruch u Beis Dino, Baruch Ben Eriah, who was the Talmud of Yirmia. Beis Dino Shel Ezra, Heman Egron Anshe Knesset HaGadola. The Haim, who were in... who are the 120 rabbis in the Beis Medrash, Beis Din of Ezra? Chaga, Zechariah, Malachi, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Bazaria, Nehemiah, Ben Chaklaya, Mordechai, Zerubbabel. So they are listed as two different people in the list of the Rambams. He obviously thinks they're different, as does the Abarbanel and others. So Divrei Nehemiah ben Chakalia, Nehemiah wrote this. It's like a diary. V'yibachodesh Kislev Shnas Esrim. It was in the Chodesh Kislev, the 20th year of what? Not so clear. Maybe it was the 20th year of the Persian rule. The 20th year, Rashi says, of Daryavesh, who was the king at this time. According to Chazal, he was the son of Esther and Mordechai. But it was in the Kislev in that month. And I, says Nehemiah, I was in Shushan Abira, after the Purim story had already happened. The Ramban points out that only in Svarim having to do with Shiva Sion do we have names of months. Right? In all other books of Tanakh, we only have numbers. We have the first month, the second month, the third month, all related to Yetzias Mitzrayim. But only in Shiva Sion, when we came back from Persia, so we brought the Persian months with us, and that's why only in Megillas Esther and Zechariah, Ezra, Nehemiah, only those we have names of months. Right, that's what the Ramban says in Shmos, in Perek Yud Beis, on the Pasuk, Chodesh Zelachem. Chodesh Zelachem, he says, this is the mitzvah to call the days, just like the days of the week, we call Echad B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, so to the days of the month, first month from Yetzias Mitzrayim, second month of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's what the Ramban says that we should do. But why'd we switch? When we went up from Bavel, we're fulfilling the prophecy that we're going to thank Hashem for bringing us back. So if we're going to thank Hashem for bringing us back, we count by the Persian months, because that reminds us that we were redeemed from the Persian Gullus. Asher alinu mi bavel, says the Ramban, v'niskayim ba, mash amar ha-kasuv, and it was fulfilled enough in us, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, lo ye'amar od chai Hashem sherhelo es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, ki im chai Hashem sherhelo v'chulu, v'asher hevi es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Tzafon, chazarnu likbro ha-chadashim b'shem sh'nikram be'eretz Bavel. We call them those names, lahazkir ki sham amadnu, u'misham he'aleinu Hashem Yisbarach, to basically thank Hashem. We use them to remind us where we were and where we were brought from. Ki ela shemos nisanir, vizulasam shemos parsiim, they're Persian months. V'lo yimsa, yimotzei rak b'sifrei nevi'e bavel, u'megillas Esther. And that's the Ramban's Ha'ara. And so for here we have Kislev, and he was in Shushan Abira. Vayavo Chanani Echad Me'achai. One of my brethren came named Chanani, who, Va'anashim Yehuda, he came with a whole group of men from Eretz Yisrael. Va'eshalem al Hayehudim Ha'pleita. I asked him about the Jews that were still there, Asher Nisharu, Min Hashevi, Val Yerushalayim. I asked him about the people, and I asked him about Yerushalayim. Maybe Refuah talks about, maybe he must have heard there was some type of attack. He wanted to know what the state was. He didn't hear any details. So he asked about the people, and he asked about Yerushalayim. Vayomru li, and he answered in order. Ha-nisharim asher nisharu min ha-shvi, shom ba-medina, bara gedolo b'cherpa. Right? They're very lowly. They're very meek. Cherpa, disgraceful, not for their own fault. And then what about the city? The walls of Yerushalayim are totally breached. There are attackers. We'll see who the attackers are later in the Sefer. Ushaareha nitzasu va'esh. And its gates have been burned in fire. Doesn't sound like the original burning that happened 100 and plus years ago, since the Churban, or 70 and maybe 80, 90 years ago, let's say. But it sounds like they were more recently burned. When Nehemiah heard these words, that they were in such a sad state, Yashavti v'evke, I cried. And I went into Adlus. Right, just like what Ezra did when he found out about the spiritual state, when he heard this state, he went into Avelos. Right, the Gemara in Tainas Darshans, as we know, Kol ha Misaba al Yerushalayim zocheh v'roa b'simchasa. Gemara in Tainus Daf Lamed Amibes. Sim on the pasuk Simchas Yerushalayim Vegilu Ba Kol Avera Sisu Atam Asos Kol Hamisablim Aleha Mikan Amru Kol Misabel Yerushalayim Zochav Eroa B'Simchasa. Where is Misabel is Zochav Eroa, and the Mefarshim, the Bali Musar, the Pritzadik Sam Sofer point out that it doesn't say it in the future. Yizke V'Yira Kol Misabel Zochav Eroa right now. So says the Pritzadik in Parshas Vayeschanan. The more inside that we want Yerushalayim, we're going to get Yerushalayim. At least the simcha. We'll feel the simcha of Yerushalayim even before the actual Yerushalayim is rebuilt. That's why every tefillah is in hope at present. Bonei Yerushalayim. But smiach keren Yeshua, mach zeyushkinasu letzion, because we're answered, those who are fully connected and feel the pain of Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will connect to them and give us the simcha also. And maybe that's why Nehemiah, the Mishpat Zozov, says, based on the Pre-Tzadik, page Reish Yudalad, Nehemiah was zocha to this, because he was right away, he was misabel, or maybe he knew this. He knew this idea. So he was being misabel, so he would be zocha to actually see the rebuilding, which he actually did in the physical. Or Pizan, they said that's why the Nehemiah did not quickly go back to Yerushalayim to speak to the king. He wanted to first be Misabel Karai, because he knows that's the skula. That's the way to be besimcha about it, by being Misabel about it first. There's even a ton of Devel Yo. Kal Chacham v'Chacham Yisrael sheyesh lo b'divrei Torah l'amiso. Every time a Chacham. Umis anach al kvodo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'kvodo shel Yisrael kol yamav. And he groans and he wails that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is begalus. Umechamed umisave umitzape. I'll quote Yerushalayim, and we have kavana when we say those brachas. Val beis hamigdash, val Yeshua shetatzmiach b'kerav yameinu, val kines galios miyad shorah ruach hakodesh b'kirbo. Right when somebody has that shua velus, right when they have kivinu, so then they'll be zocha to the feeling of the binyan Yerushalayim that is happening. So that's what happened here. Right when Achami hears about it, he goes into a terrible state of avelus and he fasts. Va'omar, and he starts a beautiful tefillah. Hano Hashem Elokei Hashemayim, Hakel Agadol V'Hanora. Right, Hashem is Gadol, Nora, Shomer Abris V'Chesed Lo Avav Lo Shomer Mitzvosav. Many of the psukim in this tefillah parallel psukim in the Torah and other contexts. This pasuk Lo Avav Lo Shomer Mitzvosav, that's exactly a pasuk in the Aseret Hadibros. That's what it sounds like. Who are the Ohavav and who are the Shomer Mitzvosav? Hashem, please listen to the tefillah of the Ohavav Lo Shomer Mitzvosav. That's the Ramban also in Parshas Yisro points out. Ohavav are those who are moser nefesh for Hashem. That's an Ohev Hashem. It's related to B'chol Avahavtas Hashem Alokecha B'chol Avavcha U'B'chol Nafshecha. B'chol Avavcha is translated into B'chol Nafshecha. Says the Ramban in Shmos, Parachav Pasuk Vav. Heim lo Avav, heim amosrim nafsham alav. Ki heim amodim b'shem anechbad u'be'elukusel levado. V'yichpru b'chol Elohei Nechar. It's all about Hashem. That's the only true God. And we have to be connected and loyal to Him. And they're called O'avim. That's the love that we're commanded about. And that's why Avram Avinu is called Avram O'Avai, because he was Moser Nefesh in Ur Kasdan. That's O'Avav and Shomer Mitzvos, of those who are Mishamer, the Mitzvos in general. But that's the pasuk that Ezra starts, Nehemiah starts talking, Hashem, the great Hashem, who's Shomer the Bris, who remembers the covenant that he has, we have Mishrael, please, Tina Oznecha Kasheves, let your ears be open. Ve'necha Pesucho, and your eyes open. L'shmol Tfilas Avdecha, to listen to the Tfilah of your Eved, Asher Anochi Mispal L'fanecha Yom, Yomam V'layla. I'm going to daven day and night before he goes to the king. Al b'nei Yisrael avadecha, he's davening for his fellow Jews. U'mizvada al chatos b'nei Yisrael shachatonu lach will be mizvada. I'm being mizvada. Again, he's taking blame, even though he wasn't part of it. Va'ani u'beis avi chatonu, and us and our forefathers' house, as Ezra said also, we're continuing the averus of our forefathers. Interesting, he said here in Pasuk, hey, ha'keel ha'gadol v'hanora. If you look later on, in Paraktes Pasuk Lamed Beis, he says, ha'keel ha'gadol ha'gibar v'hanora. Why does he leave a gibar here? Good question. But this is picked up by the Gemarans in Yuma, Daf Samach Tes. Right, the Yuma Gemara in Yuma Samach Tes mentions that it says the Pasuk in Akev, ha'keel ha'gibar v'hanora. And if you look throughout these svarim that we've been dealing with, there are sometimes some words missing. The Gemara there is interested. What does it mean, Anshik Neses HaGadola? Why are they called Gadol? Because they were Machzir Atara Liyoshna. They brought back the old tradition. What do you mean? Asa Moshe Amar Hakel Agadol Agibra Vanora. Asa Yirmiyov Yamar Yirmiyov. We saw the Churban says Nachrim Mekarkerim Beichalo Ayinara Osaf. Not that Yirmiyov didn't believe in it, but he thought the only praise Hashem by what you could see. And here, if you see Goyim that are dancing in the Heichal, where are the Noraos? So Omar Nora, he didn't say the word Nora. Asa Daniel Amar Nachrim Mishtabdim Babanov. He saw that the nation had to be Meshubit to another king that didn't have independence. Ayeg Virosov. Lo Amar Gibor. Asa Inu Va'amru and the Achagas Agadola, Nechemia, said Adar Abba Zui Gvuraso. Shekovesh Yes Yitzro. Shonzen Erech HaPayim L'Rishayim. He gives patience. And that is why the Achagas Agadola brought it back. Okela Gadol HaGibor HaNora. Again, here you have the Nora, but you don't have the Gibor. But the other Pasuk later on, you do. Continuing. Tina Azachakasheves. We did that. Listen to our Tfilos. And now Pasuk Vayin. Chavo Chavanulach. What does that mean? Chaval chavanulach. So the Mesudas Sion says it means we've destroyed, we've polluted ourselves, we have corrupted ourselves. Chaval chavanulach. We have corrupted from the word chavala, to wound. V'lo shamayinu es ha-mitzvos, v'sachukim es ha-mishpatim. We don't listen to the mitzvos, chukim, mishpatim. Shorat Tzivi says, Moshe Avdecha, that you commanded. There's a beautiful medrash that some might be familiar with. The medrash is in Shmos Rabbah, Nun Aleph Gimel. Right, and that medrash quotes, in the beginning of Parshas Pekudei, quotes our pasuk. Why does it say the word Mishkan twice in the first pasuk in Pekudei? Shenismashkein, collateral, security. Chavol could also mean security, collateral, like it does in Kiseitze. Shenismashkein shnei pa'amim al yedehem. What does it mean? That Hashem took a collateral from us, chavol chavanu twice. V'zeo sh'anak nesha gadola omrim, chavol chavanu lach. V'oshamanu as ha-mitzvos, v'zachukim, ha-mishpatim. Ma'o chavol chavanu lacha, ha-vishenismashkein beis pa'amim, v'in chavol ela mashkon. So it was taken from us, right, twice, that's the mashkon that Hashem took. The marzav on the bottom of the medrash here says, but one second, this is Nechemya talking. They were in Bayesheni. What do you mean it was this fashkein? Say, oh, but Derech Nevuah. Derech Nevuah, he mentioned that. But again, different shot from the Mitzudas. So, chaval chavanu lach. Zachar knows that davar shetzivi says Moshe after chalimah. Remember what you commanded Moshe. Al tim atem tim alu ani afisas chem ba'amim. If you violate me'ila, all the different translations and meanings of me'ila, some type of violation and not being loyal. So I'm going to scatter you. Vishavtem elai, but today we returned. You returned us. Ushmartem mitzvosav, asis mosav, and we're listening. Im yirin dachem isi eshmaim misham. Hakapseim, Hashem is going to bring you back. Vaviyosim alamakam mishabachar tila shaken es shmisham. I'm going to bring you back. Tema vadecha vamecha. This is from our tefilos. You redeemed us. On Hashem. Tehina azacha kasheves. Please. Please let your ear be open. Al tefilas avdecha. Al tefilas avadecha. Chafetzim liyir eshmecha. We just want to know your name. We just want to know your name. Right, what is that referring to? So suggest the Rinas Yitzchak that we just want to know your name, and it's difficult. That's Brachos Yud Zayin, the name of Rabbi Alexandri. Baser Damatzli Amar Yehi Ratzon Ribon HaOlamim Galui V'Yadua LaFanecha Sher Ratzonino LaAsos Ratzon Hashem. You know that we just want to do your Ratzon. Umima Akev Saor Shebeisa V'Shibin Malchios. It's the arrogance in us, the external forces. Yihiratzam Lefanecha. Well, Saor Shebeisa is internal. Shibin Malchios is external. Yihiratzam Lefanecha Shetatzilenu Miyadam V'Nashuv La'asos Chukei Rezonecha B'Lev Avshalem. We want to do a B'Lev Shalem. That's what Nechemiah is saying here. We Jews want to serve you, B'Lev Shalem. Deep down, all Jews want to do the right thing. Maybe it's related to the Rambam in the end of Perek Beis of Hilchas Gerushin. Right? Every Jew, Kovan Asho Achim Marotzani. Because deep down, Chafetzim liyira eshemecha. We want to fear your name. Vatzlicha nala avdecha hayom. Give hatzlacha and success. Usneil rachamim lefnei yeshazeh. Let him have rachamim in front of this man. Reminds us of when Yaakov Avinu sent down the brothers. Vekel shaka yitin lehem rachamim. Right there in front of that man. Vani ayiti mashke lemelech. The parak ends off by saying, and I was the cupbearer of the king. What does this have to do with anything? Says the Mesudas David, this is not. This is really a hakdama to the next parak. The next parak. Ein zemi divrei tefila. Rak omar al atzmo. Shoyi mashke lemelech. Ula hazbir mashenem rachreze. To explain, to lead in what it says in the next parak, that he brought wine in front of the king. Rashi quotes the Gemara, the Yerushalmi in Kiddushin, and Rashi is even more mafurish in Kiddushin, Daf Samachtes, where it talks about Hatir Shasa is another name for Nechemya, and Hatir Shasa is Hitir Shasa. Hitir Shasa, wine was matired. What does that mean? Rashi. I'll read it from Rashi, Samach Tesma, based in Kiddushin. Nechemya ben Chaklaya, Kari came to say for Ezra. right? Sefer Ezra. Uba Gemara's Yerushalmi Nimsa Al Shem Shaya Mashke LaMelech Hayitzorach Lishtos Kodim. Of course, he was the king's wine bearer. He always had to taste the wine before he gave it to him, because who knows if the wine is poisoned. So that's why he was always tasted first. Shelo Yachshedu Shemehitel Sama Mavet V'Mashke LaMelech. See, Tira Lo Yain Tzolik Kochavim Lishtos. That's why this Issa D'Rabbanan was allowed for Nechemya. Rav Chaim Kanievsky suggests that, remember, who was this king? Who was this king? This king was Daryavesh, who was the son of Achashverosh. Maybe this din of having to taste the wine before it was given to the king, maybe it was put into place by his father, by Achashverosh, after the story of Bigson and Seresh. But either way, that's a suggestion that he has. So that's Paragalef. We have a Haskalah into Sefer Nehemiah.